It's time for a financial definition. Math over markets means that you're making financial decisions based on actual mathematics instead of the fleeting trends you see in the market. Make sure your advisor is using math over markets in your financial planning.
We spend a lot of time as a society, maybe it's just me, but I think that I talked to you about this a couple of weeks ago. We were complaining about it a little bit, how gas prices are different from pump to pump when you're riding down the road,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
But I've seen it, and I've done it. I'm guilty before, too. Maybe you see a price that's maybe 2 cents lower, and you drive another road, and it's 2 cents higher down the road. And
sure.
Instead of turning into that gas station and filling up, you make a U-turn, sometimes it's illegal,
yep.
To go back to the station that was 2 cents cheaper.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Everyone's done that.
Absolutely.
Or you have regrets that, gosh, I should have got gas over there, right?
There you go.
Or you join these shopping clubs just so you can get gas at their place.
Yeah,
life does
right,
that, right?
Yeah,
Costco.
Yeah.
And so we do spend a lot of time as a society trying to save those pennies, don't we?
We absolutely do.
Not a bad thing. You start multiplying. Gosh, you have a car with 20-gallon tank and you pay 2 cents more, but that's 40 cents.
There you go.
You used to be able to buy a cup of coffee with that.
There you go. Upgrade to the king-size candy bar.
Like I said, used to be. Not anymore. Like, boy, I don't know what 40 cents gets you anymore.
Shoot, I don't know either.
But we do, and we have regrets if we get the wrong price and all that. But you know how much, when we do a fee analysis for folks when they come in,
mm-hmm.
we see people paying tens of thousands of dollars too much many times over the course of a 10-year period.
Wow.
And fees. On fees they really shouldn't be paying.
Just
on
needless.
Fees they're not getting anything more for.
Yeah.
Just to maybe see an advisor every now and then who's charging you the fee.
Wow.
When that doesn't make any sense.
No,
and
it doesn't.
So we're trying to save pennies over here, yet we're costing ourselves hundreds, if not thousands of dollars over here in our financial plans.
Wow.
And we did that report. Remember, when we need to dig it back up and do it again this year, in 2016, when we looked at the difference in a 30-year period, I think we only did 20 years. We should do 30 years, though,
yeah.
on if you were paying 1% in fees versus 2% in fees.
That's right.
Versus no percent in fees.
Yeah.
How much more you'd have in your portfolio if you were fee conscious.
Yeah, it's very true. And people think these small numbers, 1%, 0.5%, what does it really
matter?
Remember,
it made a difference of $30 or $40,000. It wasn't in your account.
Huge amounts of money, yeah.
So I call that the gas station analogy. We're spending all our time worrying about pumping gas, or we're trying to save a penny or two there, clipping coupons.
Yep.
Yet our financial advisor is robbing us blind in our portfolio.
Very
and many
true.
Times it's not your fault, because in these 401k plans, the fees are exposed in the plan document. Now, people say, well, what's a plan document, Coach Pete? I get a statement every quarter.
Right,
the statement shows a couple bucks that I'm paying.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's one of the fees. It'd be up to 22 different fees in your 401k.
Really?
Hidden in that file cabinet in the human resource department,
wow.
which they probably haven't ever looked at either, by
wow.
the way,
yeah.
called the plan document.
Wow.
And we've analyzed some plan documents, and there are a lot of fees built in. You're
Absolutely.
Paying like an advisor fee when that advisor comes by once a year, and like, let me get my little sound effect here. He comes in, and then he leaves, and supposedly he educated you on the 401k. There's a cost for that. You don't
Absolutely.
Know it, and you're paying it.
Yeah.
Even though they don't show it on your statement, they don't have to. It just comes out of your returns.
Right.
And so many people don't realize that, and there's no other choice many times. If you're working for the company, you have to take advantage of the 401k plan they have.
No, that's true. Get the match.
But when you get older, and I'm 50 now, so I can say older. If you're 59 and a half, many companies will offer you what's called an in-service distribution,
okay.
where you can roll some of your money out into your own individual IRA. This is tax-free, by the way.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And get it away from those fees you're paying
right,
into hopefully a place a lot lower in fees, which will also have a retirement account built in, which will give you a yearly income you never have to worry
there
about.
There you go. There you go. It's what we were talking about on the last segment. It gives you so much more control, takes that worry out of the planning process.
So we do a lot of what we call the 401k stress test. Let's see what you're really paying.
Yeah.
And another mistake people do is when they leave a company, many times they just leave their 401k money in the old 401k plan, so they're getting feed to death when that money is totally portable to them.
Oh, wow,
they can move that money. Folks, this is very important. We are in a transitional period of the world, I guess, where people are not at a job 30 or 40 years, are they, for the most part,
Oh,
Thomas?
No, definitely not. No.
I hope you stay here a long time, Thomas.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people are moving, right?
Yeah.
And so when they move jobs, but they leave their money behind, and that may not be the best thing. If you're not at the company anymore, why is your money still there?
There you go. There you go. Well, something I've learned from you, Coach, is the big deal with the 401k, obviously, is the free money match that you get. But outside of that, like we've been talking, you're dealing with fees. And
but you've already got the match when the money's there, so why are you leaving it behind?
There
and
you
then
go.
Another mistake people make is they'll roll the money into their new 401k plan.
Okay.
So they might have been paying less fees than the old plan. Now they're moving it in.
Sure.
Which the guy in charge of 401k, more than happy to see that, because he gets assets under management
there
fees on there, as well as everything else.
Wow.
So it many times, and we've seen this probably about 80% of the time and more, it makes more sense to open up your own individual IRA, not only do you have a lot more choices, but you can build an income plan into that financial plan. Now it's a retirement plan. You have a stream or two of income coming in at retirement you never would have had if you would have left the money in a lump sum somewhere else.
That's right.
It takes a lot of worry out of living in retirement and gets you a lot more freedom and flexibility in that what we call the financial crock pot, where you set it and forget it, and sooner or later income starts coming out that you can't shut off. It's pretty good, isn't it?
It is. It's fantastic.
It's like the faucet that you can't shut off, but it's a good faucet leak. It's coming. It's money coming to you every single year for the rest of your life. We had somebody complain the other day. She said, I'm getting too much income. What should I do with it? Well, the income's coming for the rest of your life. Take that money and put it aside.
You can give her my name and number if you want to.
Yeah, but isn't that thing? Now, there's, and my dad used to get mad at me because he would always say there's no such thing. When I say, Dad, that's a good problem to have.
Yes, absolutely.
Peter, there's never such a thing of a good problem. Yes, there is, Dad.
Absolutely.
A good problem is having too much money coming through retirement, all the way through retirement, never going away.
There you go. And our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision possible. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or
any situation. Not just questions, Thomas. If they have a 401k that they have left behind,
yeah,
or if they're over 59 and a half,
sure,
they need to give us a call because they need to make sure they have a full analysis done on where they are right now, but where they could be. No cost, no obligation. It will cost you money if you don't call many times because you might be doing the wrong thing and not knowing it.
That's right.
And you'll also get a copy of the 2017 401k Survival Guide, hot off the press, which goes through all the different concerns that people have expressed to me over the years. We put it all in one report.
That's great.
That you can find your own situation in here, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And at least do some research. But folks, you need to be informed. And if you're not informed, you might be missing out on something you don't know about.
That's right.
Yogi Berra, the famous baseball player, would always say, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How true is that?
It's very true.
You know, think about that.
It is, yeah.
And he'd also say a nickel isn't worth a dime anymore, whatever he said. So he had a lot of good sayings. But folks, give a call right now. Get a copy of this. Get an analysis of your 401k. And especially if you have money left behind in old 401k plans, let's get a consolidation plan with true diversification and true income strategies built into your plan.
That's right. That's right. And finally, folks, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of the financial double talk and a sales pitch that you often find out there. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. The next five callers will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now. Over five chances to win today. That number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 800-477-1135.
Fully updated to the new rules in 2017, the 2017 401k Survival Guide. Thomas, wouldn't have put this together if we didn't see so many mistakes being made. And you know, it'd be one thing if you knew you were making the mistake.
Sure.
But what really chunks my chicken is when people are making mistakes and they've been lied to or think everything's fine.
Yeah.
And with the old saying, everything's fine until it isn't.
That's right.
I see you laughing about the chunks of my chicken.
I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I don't know.
People need a copy. They really do. And gosh, we've been on the air for almost 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the financial industry for about 25. It'll be 25 years in July.
That's right.
And Thomas, I've never had a complaint for one reason.
Yeah.
And the reason is we tell the truth. We put everything in writing. We put everything on a one-page sheet that explains everything, backed up by hundreds of pages.
That's right.
And it's very, very important. I had a nice couple the other day say that we took your plan to some other guy, and it wasn't even a financial guy, and they were curious or they didn't believe it. But Thomas, I just wouldn't expect someone who's not in the industry and spends 80 hours a week like I do, at least, and traveling all around, continuing education, educating other advisors. I'm the president of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants, by
the way. That's right,
you are. So I want you to start addressing me as Mr. President.
Sounds good, Mr. President.
No, but I like that. I like that. No, it's just important. Come on. There's so much jargon out there. There's so much stuff.
Stuff's
a good word, I guess, compared to what I would use if we weren't on the air.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that shouldn't be out there in
there
this
is.
World. And the industry has been riddled with guys and gals who don't know what they're talking about, or more worrisome, do know what they're talking about and are misleading you.
Yeah.
And so the most important thing anyone can do, Thomas, is get their own financial plan done. And for the next 10 callers who call in today, we're going to create a customized one-page financial review that'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Now, keep in mind, this review is usually $999. We're going to be giving that to you at no cost or obligation, as well as the 401k survival guide. Nothing is left behind. Nothing is hidden behind the curtain. There's no shell games here. And that's what's most important to me, because, Thomas, I like to educate folks the same way I like to learn. I don't like feeling like someone's pulling a fast one on me.
Yeah,
so let's get all the facts and make a logical decision. That's what we do. And so, folks, if that's interesting to you, give us a call right now.
That's right. And our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. So if you have any questions about what we're talking about or how it may apply to your own situation, connect with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.